Nevertheless, some of the animals were disturbed when they heard that the pigs not only took their meals in the kitchen and used the drawing room as a recreation room, but also slept in the beds. Boxer passed it off as usual with, "Napoleon is always right." But Clover, who thought she remembered a definite ruling against beds, went to the end of the barn and tried to puzzle out the 7 commandments which were inscribed there. Finding herself unable to read more than individual letters, she fetched Muriel. "Muriel," she said, "read me the 4th commandment. Does it not say something about never sleeping in a bed?" With some difficulty, Muriel spelt it out. "It says, 'No animal shall sleep in a bed with sheets,'" she announced finally. Curiously enough, Clover had not remembered that the 4th commandment mentioned sheets, but as it was there on the wall, it must have done so. And Squealer, who happened to be passing at this moment, attended by 2 or 3 dogs, was able to put the whole matter in its proper perspective. "You have heard, then, comrades," he said, "that we pigs now sleep in the beds of the farmhouse. And why not? You did not suppose, surely, that there was ever a ruling against beds? A bed merely means a place to sleep in. A pile of straw in a stall is a bed, properly regarded. The rule was against sheets, which are a human invention. We have removed the sheets from the farmhouse beds and sleep between blankets. Very comfortable beds they are, too, but not more comfortable than we need, I can tell you, comrades, with all the brain work we have to do nowadays. You would not rob us of our repose, would you, comrades? You would not have us too tired to carry out our duties? Surely none of you wishes to see Jones back?" The animals reassured him on this point immediately, and no more was said about the pigs sleeping in the farmhouse beds. And when, some days afterwards, it was announced that from now on the pigs would get up an hour later in the mornings than the other animals, no complaint was made about that either.